Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web. We invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is Brian Kampkin, who at 46 years old was diagnosed with heart disease and needed emergency triple bypass surgery. And as a survivor, Brian has volunteered for the Heart and Stroke Foundation of Canada, speaking to audiences about his struggle to regain his health. And he's author of the upcoming book, From Survivor to Thriver. So welcome, Brian. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for the opportunity. I'm looking really forward to chatting with you today, Stacey.
Well, it's our pleasure. And tell our listeners a little bit about Tin Man Enterprises. I know that for me, when I saw that, I immediately, of course, think of The Wizard of Oz and how the Tin Man didn't have a heart.
Well, you're absolutely spot on with that comment. Back in 2007, I was diagnosed out of the blue with heart disease and did require an emergency triple bypass surgery. And at the time, my three daughters were 13, 15, and 18, and my youngest was struggling with what was going on with her dad. She heard all kinds of conversations around the house and over the phone, and I sat her down one day, and her name's Kelly. I said, Kel, is Wizard of Oz still your favorite movie? And she goes, come on, Dad, and like any 13-year-old, rolled her eyes, and said, yeah, of course it is. I said, well, let me help you understand what I'm going through. Think of this situation as the Wizard of Oz, and I'm the Tin Man, and my heart's broken, and I have to go get it fixed. And I'm going to take the yellow brick road to go see the Wizard of Oz, but in this case, you're hearing the words, the surgeon. Well, that's the Wizard of Oz in my life, and he's going to fix me up. So she thought about it for a moment, and she said, so, Dad, you're going to go take the yellow brick road, see a surgeon. He's going to open your chest up, move all kinds of things around, and make you better. And I said, yeah, I guess you could say it like that. And she got up and said, can I go play now? And I was like, beautiful, she got it. But from that point forward, I was called the Tin Man and known as the Tin Man, and it's become a nickname that has stuck and one that I'm actually quite proud of.
Oh, very good. And now, you said that this heart disease was kind of unknown, out of nowhere. Did you not have any symptoms or anything like that? I mean, how did you know that this was happening?
Great question. I was on the tennis court in January 2007 trying to beat my nemesis and get to the top of my tennis ladder for the first time when I had trouble breathing. And after each point, it seemed like it got harder and harder for me to breathe, and finally I had to forfeit the match. And when I went home and told my wife, of course, she encouraged me to take a trip to the family doctor, and like any middle-aged guy, I declined. But she was forceful, thankfully, and said, Brian, if I just make the appointment, will you at least go? And I said yes, and it ended up being a life-saving decision because, as it turns out, I didn't know all the symptoms for heart disease, and shortness of breath is one of them. So I was having my symptom and episode right there on the tennis court, and as it turned out, after 5 weeks of tests and an angiogram later, when they could take a camera up through the artery in my leg and look at my heart, it was determined that of my four main arteries, three were clogged at 100%. So there I was on the tennis court, barely firing on one cylinder.
Wow. Now, it seems like this episode, the heart disease, kind of woke you up.
It does take something like that sometimes. You know, I was going through life like most people with the it can't happen to me syndrome. You know, I was in my mid-40s climbing the corporate ladder. I was a weekend warrior when it came to sports and stuff on the weekend. But at the end of the day, I also didn't know that genetics plays a big part in our health. And my dad actually went on vacation back in 1991 for a couple of weeks to Florida. And when he left, I just punched him in the arm and said, see you soon, because typically he went for 2 months and this trip was much shorter. So I didn't give him a hug and a kiss. And the day before he was to come back, he suffered a massive heart attack right there in Florida and passed away. So I never really got to say a proper goodbye to my dad. And he's left us so many years ago now. But it was genetics that really played a key part in my diagnosis. I wasn't your typical candidate. I wasn't overweight. I never smoked. I didn't have high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or diabetes. And as I said before, I was fairly active and ate fairly well. But there's that one thing you can't get away from, and it's your gene pool, and that's really what got me at the end of the day.
And so, Brian, what's your message now? You're out there speaking. You've used this to motivate yourself to get the word out. What is your message to to the world right now?
I'm really trying to make a difference in people's lives so that they can find a reason to do what they need to do, to have more time and quality time. It's not just about having time on this earth, but quality, healthy time on this earth. And it's really, you know, we all know what we should do to stay healthy. We all know how to do it. But at the end of the day, we typically just don't find the time to do it. And my message is really for people to go out and find their who. Who can you get fit and healthy for? For me, when I left the hospital and was told I was going to need that emergency triple bypass, the first pamphlet I opened from the Heart and Stroke Foundation said this statistic, which was for 50% of the people that are first diagnosed with heart disease, their first symptom is death. Well, that resonated for me because of the story I just shared about my dad. You see, the universe flipped a coin for him, and it was tails you lose. But for some reason, for me, it was heads you win. And it was at that point I wanted to make sure my three girls weren't robbed of valuable dad time the way I was, and they became my who. They became my life milestone that one day I wanted to walk each one of them down the aisle on their wedding day, and that's been my motivation ever since. And, in fact, I've reached one of those goals already.
Oh, well, congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So let's talk a little bit about, you said people know what to do, they don't know what to do it. And you said they don't have the time, they don't, so on and so forth.
Right.
I know you speak about the self-discipline aspect of it. Talk to us a little bit about that.
You know, it really does come down to the self-discipline. We can all make time, I believe, for anything we want in this world, whether it's your favorite TV show or whatever it might be, but it's finding the time to do the things that can make a permanent and lifelong difference for your life at the end of the day. And I just find, you know, the real keys to finding something to help you stay fit, get fit, wherever you may be in that pendulum, if you like. One is know your motivation. Do what you love. Find some support for what you want to get yourself involved in. And appreciate your success. So if you look at those four key things, you know, if somebody said to me today, Brian, do you want to go run 5K or 10K? I would absolutely decline and say no and would have no interest. But if somebody said to me, do you want to go out and play tennis for a couple of hours? My only question would be singles or doubles and what time? It's finding something you like to do so it doesn't become work. And there's lots of things you can do. You don't have to go run a marathon, but you can go for a 30-minute walk five times a week. And if you're getting 150 minutes of good cardio exercise each week, you're on the other side of the pendulum of those folks that are trying to make a difference for their lives versus the rest that can't seem to get off the couch. You know, I always get the time factor as an issue. I always ask the person what their favorite show is and can they DVR it and then watch it when, you know, it's not a good time to be doing something to benefit your lifestyle and your health.
Well, Brian, we are running out of time, but I want to offer you an opportunity to just leave our audience with one piece of advice.
The one piece is something I started with already, and it would be find your who. Find the reason that for somebody that you can get healthy for. Find something you like you to do that and make that effort. And then put that goal in action, in motion, and make it happen. Every 7 minutes somewhere in Canada, someone dies from heart and stroke disease. Every 7 minutes. That means, well, we've had this conversation today, two more people have succumbed to that terrific disease. Now, I ask the audience, what side of that statistic do you want to be on? I've still got two more daughters to walk down the aisle. I've just recently been blessed with my first grandson. I have so many life moments and milestones ahead of me, and I'm sure our audience does as well.
Well, Brian, I want to thank you for being here with us and tell our audience that you can learn more about Brian Kampkin and his upcoming book, From Survivor to Thriver, as well as Tin Man Enterprises, at his website, which is briankampkin.com. That's KIN, briankampkin.com. Thanks again for being here.
Thanks for the time. Have a wonderful day.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine. JenningsWire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.